Do you know I've got a country music cousin?
You do?
Yeah, his name's Slim Rusty.
Oh my god. That's the shittiest joke.
Out in the sun, working hard for your crust. When there's sweat on your brow, there's just one thing you'll lust. But you reach for a tinny and soon shed a tear. It's then that you see there's no booze in that beer. When your hair, old Big Russ, greet you with hello you, you start to get ready for a great beer review. But this week, our mail could be filled up with jeers, because the very first time, there's no booze in our beers. You just tried to get Warren to come in for the show, and you know right away his answer is no. He says, what the hell would I want to be there, when I know bloody well there's no booze in those beers. Chris from next door, he loves telling some yarns. It usually involves watching strippers in bars. He raises his glass and gives all a loud cheer. He didn't even know there's no booze in his beer. Along here comes Christmas with office parties, and there's one surefire way not to act like a sneeze. Listen very closely so you don't get a scare. Just pick up the can, there's got no booze in the beer.
Pretty good.
Strippers and barns. That's a new one.
Hello, you. It's time once again to pour one out with the Pouring Old Man. My name is Russell. This is episode 55 of the Pouring Old Man podcast. Thank you for joining us once again. Pouring one out with me today, he's the newest and hairiest member of the Babysitters Club. It's Crystal next door.
What are we babysitting?
You've been looking after the kids a fair bit this week. You know,
that's
you've
right.
had
that makes sense,
my three monsters running around entertaining you. So
yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. No, that's not babysitting, mate. Teach them new skills.
Well, actually, you're just in the room while my daughter looks after everyone.
That's true. Yeah. Even myself. Anyway, what's been happening?
Oh, well, it's a rough week at work. Down a few soldiers there, but
yeah,
you know,
with the whole vaccination thing, it's sort of causing a shift in the tide.
Yeah, it's causing some shits in the tide, more like it.
Shits in the tide.
But I won't get into that.
Yeah. that's pretty funny. Anything else besides that? You doing anything exciting?
No, I don't really have any time for anything else really at the moment, other than this podcast and that work, and that's it. Really. We've been dominating the world at Halo, let's be honest.
Yes, correct.
You know, we are the Alpha Fire team on Halo.
That's true, the most sought after.
Oh, mate, we're inspiration for all those young, you know, 12-year-olds playing.
Yeah, I don't know if they can handle my bad language. Oh, mate, it's tough. It's tough. Well, a lot of fun, though. Yeah.
It is a lot of fun. It's one of the more sort of approachable sort of online games.
Yeah,
like
if
I jumped into something like Call of Duty where people have been playing the same thing over and over for 15 years, I wouldn't get anywhere.
Nah.
You know, people sprint around and act like morons, but at least Halo kind of levels the playing field. It gives everyone a chance. And
it's a bit more optimistic, I suppose.
I nearly hit double figs a couple of times last night.
Yeah, you nearly did. Yeah. Nearly did. My back's still sore, though.
I outscored you a few times
there.
There's a couple in there. Like I said, I'm the assist champion, mate.
Champion.
I find these people, start the hurt, and so someone else finishes off for me. So,
the assist champion. That's like I'm the second winner.
Assists are just as good. Like in a game of football, you know, people celebrate assists just as much as scoring goals.
Bullshit stat. We all know where the glory is. That's been an interesting week, hasn't it? Action packed, shitty weather. It hasn't stopped fucking raining here.
No, and it's not supposed to stop raining for the next like 3 months, apparently.
Yeah, which is crazy.
If you want to know all about La Nina, just talk to my oldest son, and he'll inform you all about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been learning about it at school. Oh, right.
So he keeps going, Dad, two things.
two things.
for those listening, so I love my kids, and my oldest son, he likes to talk in bullet points. And so he always starts...
Everything's in a presentation.
Yeah, yeah. And he always likes to tell you how many points he's about to make. And so, Dad, two things. First, it's raining a lot at the moment. And two, it's because of La Nina.
What does that mean for us? And do we have bickies?
Can I play games?
Can I play games, yeah. That's funny. That's funny. I've had a full-on week. First, there's two podcasts that I actually want to give a mention to.
Right.
One was this one I heard from, I don't know if I mentioned it last week, or what listened between this week and last week.
Mm.
It's about the legalization of psychedelics.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because Australia government is actually the front runner in the world of funding programs to legalize psychedelics.
Right.
I'm not saying go buy a bag of mushrooms and just trip off 8 Mile and your kids playing Halo, but this is like in controlled environments and breakthrough of different mental health things.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's Sharon Pearson was her name. So if you're out there and you're interested in that type of thing, yeah, definitely, definitely jump on it and. Enjoy it, I guess.
Yeah.
Like it's very informative and interesting. Yeah. The other thing is, yeah, babysitting Russ's kids. Holy shit. I need a bag of mushrooms.
The other night, we just put the kids to bed and the older son walks out of his room and, Dad, who are you? And I said, who are we? We are the poor and old man. Just a couple of old-timers sitting on the back porch talking about the bears we love. You'll find Freshly Brewed episodes every Tuesday on all your podcast services, including Spotify, iTunes, and Google Podcasts and all those ones. You can help us by leaving us a rating and review and sharing us with all your friends. And if you don't like us, share us with the enemies. We don't care.
We need the love. Anyway.
You can also join the conversation like many are at the moment. It's had a big influx in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
The Poor and Our Man Facebook group. You can share your thoughts, share your photos of beers, and tell us what you're drinking, and share beer stories all around. Like there's some great content in the last few nights. So.
Yeah, it has actually. Yeah. Across the globe.
Yeah, from around the world. Well, across the Tasman mainly, but around the world.
We're international. Yeah.
We've got global reach. You can also find Poor and Old Man scattered all over social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, under various sort of names. Poor and Old Russ, Poor and Old Wazza, Poor and Old...
Can we just say in show notes? Did you do it last week?
I did, but I don't think anyone actually reads the show notes.
No.
No.
As well as posts.
Yeah, and The Neighbour Official.
Yeah, that one guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Oh, before we get into, if no one's worked out what we're talking about today, I just want to do a few quick shout-outs. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. It's a good text. Hang on. My mate Tim. He loves a game of cricket. Just sent me a message. It's Tim Payne. Yeah, it's not safe for work, old Tim.
What? I missed that.
Sorry, cricket cap.
Oh, yeah, I just got it then. I'm thinking Tim. I was thinking some Kiwi dude that works at the pub. I'm like, what? Because normally when you check your phone, it's working like this. Sorry, man.
I'm method, mate. I'm method actor.
Just when you said, oh, I got a message, I thought, oh, shit. Shit's going down. Mate, that's... Well, that's as raw as you can get, guys. Even Mr. Scoot.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah, quick shout-outs. First one, it is to New Zealand.
All right.
They're getting up there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like in percentage-wise with listeners. So that's pretty cool. I like that. And keep at it. The next one is to... Thursday Night Trivias, they're live.
Yep.
That we do. I'd say it was a fair success last week.
You?
We had contribution.
Oh, we did actually, yes. I only saw your face on there.
Yes. But no.
I don't consider it a successful late night. The only face I'll see is yours. So.
Oh, I'd beg to differ. Anyway, Tiki Jungle Bar, especially another influencer, I believe he's in England, jumped on and...
Oh, is he English, was he?
Yeah, fairly good. And I jumped on his live the other night and gave it a bit of a shout-out, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty rad. Jerry from the Corinda Tavern, he was on there and sharing some love as well.
Oh, was that him, was it?
Yeah, so that's from him from Corinda, yeah. And the other hanger-oners that we had, thank you very much.
Yep.
So remember, Thursday nights, jump on, guys. Yeah,
your turn for questions tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yep. I hope you're ready, man, because they're going to be hard.
No. I thought last week was going to be harder, but you nailed it, so I have to step things up a bit.
Oh, mate, you have to. Yeah. You have to. All right, and the last thing is Goombaroo. You didn't reach out to me, mate.
I don't think he's listened since.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Yeah, it's on last week's episode. Yeah, definitely. It's either him and his family, because it's like a collective there. It's weird. I can't imagine him.
Maybe we butchered the pronunciation of the town name so badly he doesn't recognise it. But
yeah, isn't it? Goombaroo, that's it, yeah. I'll get it right.
How am I the Kiwi pronouncing this better than you the Aussie?
That's true. Yeah, that's... That's embarrassing.
Again, I don't know whether I am or not. I'll just assuming here. I got a quick shout out as well, actually.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So obviously last week we had the Josh Porter Strong Power Hour that you gave a 10 out of 10. We absolutely loved it. I posted a quick review on Instagram last week. I had Moffa Beach reply by saying, thanks so much, mate. Saying it's an incredibly special beer for them. The head brewer, Matt, surfed with Josh in the Australian Army, and this is what inspired, and this was inspired by his fallen mate.
Oh, that's hectic.
So I'll sort of pop that in there.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm glad I rated it. It would have been tough. Oh,
give the raspberries. Oh, no.
No, it was a good beer.
Yeah, it was fantastic beer.
We did get mail.
The only problem I have was I can't find it anywhere here. Obviously, I know it's up at Stafford, but that's a long way for me to travel. Well, there were some of the beers I've seen coming out in the next week or so. I might end up back at this.
I think we should go next week.
I think
leading into Christmas, we'll have to probably do another trip out there and get some special Christmas brews, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Get pissed on.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, so back to the show this week. Kind of interesting show.
Yeah, so this week on the show, we are looking into alcohol-free beers.
Mm.
The story behind this, what actually...
Okay. Everyone, don't stop listening.
Yeah, just bear with us again.
Bear with us.
What was it supposed to be? Pun not intended. The idea for this one came a few weeks ago. A good mate of mine, John, came to see me at work. I haven't seen him for a couple of years, and he's been struggling a bit with issues with alcohol abuse and alcohol for a while there.
Yeah.
And he's sort of clean, sober now, and getting his life back together. It's cost him a lot. Like personally, it's cost him a lot.
Mm.
But he's getting his life back together and came to see me. It's really great to see him. He's to catch up again soon.
Mm.
He put it to me, say, you guys should do a alcohol-free beer episode. I said, well, it's actually not a bad idea. Because it is a growing market.
Yeah,
and people are switching to alcohol-free beer for a variety of reasons, whether it's health, whether it's substance abuse, whether it's drink driving, all that sort of stuff.
It's huge.
People that normally drink it have a very good reason for it. So I thought it would be good.
Put it this way. If you put it into context, if Coles and Woolies have a dedicated placement for it on shelves...
Yeah.
There's money in it.
Yes.
So it's a growing market. There's a demand for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those guys don't do shit for love.
No.
As much as all the charities they want you to donate, it's for their betterment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's, there was a lot of controversy around it in certain forums and
sites. Yeah. Well, we'll get into that later. I reckon we're cracking to a beer.
I reckon we would.
Yeah, cracking a beer when we can bring it up while we're sampling. So. All right, so first beer up in this alcohol-free episode. Could be our lowest-rating episode. Who knows? Could hit new markets. We don't know.
We could hit the moon.
Exactly. Chris, what have you got?
Well, this was, upon selection of this, we found there's a lot of choice.
Yeah.
It was one. Pricing is skewed to the nines. Yeah. Like, it's just, there seems to be no sort of pattern.
Hmm.
Try to keep it true to the show. So I got, it's called Nought Pacific Ale.
Yeah.
Which is apparently a craft non-alcoholic beer.
Yes. Yeah.
Available at all major retailers.
Yeah. There's one that sort of pops up quite regularly around the place. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I actually got it from Liquorland to give them a plug.
Yep.
Not that they deserve it. But they had a whole dedicated fridge. Full of non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
It's a whole fridge in a small store.
Yeah, it's quite strange. I know you got that from didn't get it from Coles, but it's funny here in Queensland where you can't buy liquor in the supermarket here in Queensland, which sucks ass.
Yeah, 100%.
But seeing beer in the supermarket now, they sell non-alcoholic beer now. So you look at walk in there, they've got Heineken, James Squire, and that's sort of starting to pop through. So it's
it
just feels out of place in a Queensland supermarket.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
not like, you know, the supermarket.
Like when you walk past and you see like the great, you know, Great Northern and James Squire. Like,
yeah.
And you're like,
what?
Come again? Damn good marketing. Anyway, I reckon we should crack
open. Let's crack
it. Let's get into it because we do have a lot to get
through. We got a few to go through, so yeah. We'll rattle through these anyway.
All right. We do have a lot, and I feel we're going to be pissing like a 3-bob racehorse. Okay, got a bit ahead.
And I will say, one of my other sort of motivations for doing this as well is I just want to take on the notion that all alcohol-free beer is watered down cat's piss or watered down pale ale sort of thing. Or
hoppy water.
Yeah, exactly. Like I actually want to explore and see, you know, what it is and give an honest opinion of how it goes. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's crack into this Pacific Ale.
Okay, on the nose, it smells like beer.
Yeah, it smells like a fruity ale. Like, it smells like a Pacific Ale.
Yeah.
Like, if like blind taste test, you put this and have a smell. We haven't tasted it yet, but have a... It's light. It's kind of very almost like pineapple kind of smell to it.
Yeah,
you know?
Looks the colour too.
It
slight
looks
haze.
The colour. It's got the haziness there to it. So, again, this is... Is not a like a soda stream where they just add beer syrup to soda water. Like, you know, they actually brew this.
I've just seen this video at Christmas time. It's like called Bug and Champagne. They get like a goon box of Chardonnay and put it through the soda stream.
Well, the funny thing, I've seen that they do that with like wine, but it fools wine critics.
Oh, really?
Like they'll put bubbles into like a glass of Chardonnay, pour it into a wine glass, and pour like expensive champagne and do a taste test, and they can't tell the difference.
That's fucking hilarious.
The initial taste is nice.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
But then the fear that you have with non-alcoholic beer is going to have is got that, and it's just that the watery sort of flavor afterwards, because you're not getting that that booziness or the
alcohol bit.
Yeah. Well, it's it's not bad. It's not terrible. It's not, I'm not drinking this and going, oh my god, that's disgusting. It's not like, Jesus Christ.
We're not getting pissed, are we?
Down in one.
Just knock it on the head, I reckon. It's not bad, but it's not my. Is it? We're looking for the kick at the end.
Well, I mean, is that what's missing once you take the booze out? Is that the bitterness afterwards or that refreshingness afterwards?
You take a big mouthful, there's a little bitterness there.
It's very muted, though. Like, you know what I mean?
It's well said. It's very... Shut up.
There's hops in it. Shut up.
Pull back.
Yeah. It's not bad. As an option for if I wasn't able to drink, like if I'm driving home or something like that, sit on these, well, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't leave a bad taste in your mouth. It's not, you know, I'm not about to pour it out like, you know, we've done before some beers in the past. Like, what was it, the American episode? We've poured a few beers out.
Yeah,
like,
a few over the fence.
They're just as watery as this as well, so.
Yeah, exactly right. You know what? Yeah, that's so true. There is some shit beers out there.
There's some shit beers. You know, alcohol doesn't make a good beer.
Nah. It's well said. Yeah, well said.
Well, yeah.
Are we scoring these?
We can score these, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. In terms of... I'm just going to be straight out. If I'm going to give a score, I'm going to give it a 5.
Yeah.
And again, using our scale...
Exactly right.
Would I buy it again? It's on the fence.
All of these have got to be in a situation. Would we buy it again? Again, the only reason for myself and you to buy these is a specific situation where we can't drink, unable to drink, and we need to have alcohol.
Yeah,
beer.
Like if I go to your house for a barbecue and I can't walk home.
Yeah, so it's not like if I'm not going to buy...
It's a hard ride. It's a hard walk.
At the moment, just like, if I bring a kayak and you can like, you know, row your boat next door or something. But yeah, there's going to be like certain circumstances for us to have to buy alcohol-free beer.
Yeah.
If I wanted to eat a beer after work, I'm probably not going to buy these.
It's not a beer. You want a beer. You want the relaxant. You want the stimulation to fully relax it.
Yeah. But if I have to, you know, take the family up to, you know, Northside somewhere or something like that.
Used to be social.
And I have to drive, then, you know, I got nothing against grabbing a couple of these. Or
and it was pretty cheap too. Like that was $14 a 6-pack.
Yep.
Which is okay. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, what's a normal shitty beer? six-pack, like six-pack of gold or something.
It's not shitty beer, but I know $2 it's about $18 a six-pack.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Just saying, it's not shitty beer. It's good beer.
Yeah, or
$2. I'll just put in a disclaimer there.
Oh, man, I'm with you. So it is cheaper, so that's cool. You know what I mean? And, dive deep. Definitely a five. And again, like, in terms of it, would I leave it at your place? Maybe not. Maybe we'll. Maybe not.
If you left it at my place, am I going to drink it? Probably not.
Probably not, because you got no point.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't leave it at someone's place. Yeah. Ooh, the scoring's changed. Five. I'm just thinking of five. I'm not going to dive in.
No, I'm going to give it a five as well. It's fine. It's tasty. It tastes like beer. Yes, it is watered down on the palate in the back end, but again, that's, I get probably what I was expecting.
Mm.
As far as, as probably exactly what I thought a alcohol-free beer would be.
You know, yeah, exactly right.
But as I said, it doesn't taste bad. There's no lingering, like, you know when you have, like, you know, Coke Zero or sugar-free soft drink and you get that funny aftertaste because you know something's not there that should be.
Yeah.
There's none of that. There's no, like, fake stevia, bloody.
I was going to use the stevia. You got the good sugar, then you got stevia. Yeah,
exactly. It tastes like Coke, but there's something there. It's not like that at all. It's a fine beer.
I think because it was good on the nose, it sort of helped it.
Absolutely, yeah.
I reckon if you didn't hit the nose.
Did it mention if the hops and stuff? It would use hops, so it doesn't say which ones they used, does it?
No.
Oh, there you go. It's part of Modus Operandi Brewing. I did not know that.
Yeah, right.
Sydney-based brewery. It used to be a big deal, but they kind of faded from
the fold.
Yeah.
The scene.
Yeah. But, I can't remember what my fancy word for that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're making money out of naught. They found a niche.
Yeah.
Yeah. We dedicated fridge for it. So, anyway.
Cool. All right.
Let's go to the next one.
We'll go to the next.
Yep. Oh, you're right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was just trying to pep you up, man.
I don't know. I was waiting for you to stop talking.
All right, let's go.
All right, so the next beer up, we've got a series of these ones. One of the more prominent figures in the alcohol-free beer market is Sober, which I think is a fascinating company, and they've got a different spin on the way they do things. So this is the first of three different variations that we're going to try today.
Yeah.
Right, so first one up we're going to try is, what one did you grab?
First one, did you want to give it the honours, Russ, or?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So first one we're going to try, and this one is available at Coles, but I got this from Uncle Dan's, Dan Murphy's.
Yep.
Not available all Dan Murphy's, so you got to pick and choose which one you go to. Mm. But yeah, this is Pepperberry IPA, described as bold, hoppy, spicy, with less than 0.5% alcohol. Let's read the back. So I'll get on to it now. So what I like with Sober is that they are indigenous owned, and they've got influences with their flavourings from indigenous and native Australian ingredients as well.
Which is cool.
Which I think is awesome. I'm always on the soapbox saying, like, more breweries and...
Should be doing
stuff with native Australian ingredients, because there's so much there that could be done with it. But anyway. So Sober, from a place of sobriety, the truly social drink. In Yugambeh language, I'm sorry if I'm...
Pronouncing
it wrong, but
yeah.
Bar signifies place. Sober is a place where, with sun and surf, with a fresh and crisp drink can be enjoyed without the headache. In Gimalare language, Buddy Gali means bitter drink. The Australian pepperberry tree naturally occurs in the cold, high country of southern New South Wales, Victoria, and Tasmania. There you go.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
I'm a little low-key excited about this, actually.
I'm fascinated by it, because if someone actually produced an alcohol version of, like, a pepperberry IVA, I would be jumping on it, because I really want to explore those sort of flavours and know what it is.
Mm.
Oh, it's a really nice colour to it.
Actually. Nice colour. Yeah, really dark tan, copper, bronze, or whatever you want to...
Yeah, it's kind of a copper kind of colour there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not too far off what the strong parallel from last week kind of like colour, you know?
No. All right, let's see what's on the nose. Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Hmm.
It's got a spice to it. It's making me think of tomato, as in pasta tomato sauce, but I think it's the herbs you use to flavour, like a bolognese sauce.
Oh, like
the
basil.
The basil and stuff. I think that's what's giving me the tomato-y kind of impression. Mm.
Well, they are claiming bold, hoppy, and spicy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot better than the Nort with the taste.
Wow, that's...
bitter.
Yeah, I'm just trying to unpack the flavour, because there's a big, I guess peppery kind of flavour, boom, straight up.
Yeah.
And it's got quite a bit of bitterness to it as well. Yeah.
It's like a very good entry-level IPA.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's not... Well, the not the flavour kind of just flow through, where this, you take a sip and it's like, bang, there's the flavour. Like,
No aftertaste, though.
No. And again, I don't think we're going to get an aftertaste with it, because that's where the booze in the beer comes through with the flavour.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely got a hoppy bitterness at the end. I'm still...
One thing I was, when you're looking at these, one thing I was really worried about, it was going to be too soft drink-like.
Yes.
And, even reading the Pepperberry IPA, I thought, oh, yeah, right, how are they going to dance with this? But this is actually far from that.
No, exactly. And I think that's where the, what people think of alcohol-free beer and the reality are different. People expect it to be like, it's soda, you know, soda water with flavour added, but it's brewed like a normal beer. So the carbonation is going to be like a normal beer.
Yeah.
Right, it's like the head in a glass, it looks like a normal beer.
Yeah.
It is made exactly the same way.
Yeah, 100%. All right, what do you think, scoring-wise?
It's definitely what you say, like, it's definitely more ale-like than the other one. The other one's very sort of like summer lager kind of...
Casual.
Yeah. Oh, this is... it's more, it's an IPA, so it's more ale-like. I think the pepperberry you've worked with the IPA to bring that bitterness.
Yeah.
It's got quite a large amount of bitterness there.
So ale-like.
Yeah, and the peppery really works with the IPA bringing that bitterness too. It's got the kind of sort of spiciness to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like tomato sauce or, tomato pasta sauce, I was at the beginning. Oh, that's just the... that herbaceousness coming through on it.
That was so interesting, wasn't it? Not smelling it.
Yeah.
And drinking it, it's sort of polarising in the same sense. I'm actually going to give it a 6.
Yeah.
And I know this is the first one we've tried of it, but I could buy that again. I'd buy that, even though this was $20 a 4-pack, which is, significantly percentage-wise a lot bigger, but it's a better product.
Yeah, and it's more interesting. Like, the reason why I drink craft beer is not to get drunk, not to get booze. It's because I like exploring flavors. I like exploring different ideas of what brewers have.
Yeah.
And this is hitting that mark. This is hitting the mark of, this is a beer, IPA with pepperberry. It's got something different going on. Whereas if you want a beer for refreshing purposes, like the Nort fills that gap, like specific ale, you drink that to feel refreshed.
Yeah.
And so this is hitting now. It's an interesting take on it, and it's flavor-wise, it's really interesting. So, it's going to be one of those episodes I agree with you on everything. I think it's going. Yeah, I think it's 6 as well.
Oh, dude, it's bound to happen. Like, there's some sort of aligned like flavors and taste. That's just what happens.
All right, second beer up on the sober range, beer number 3 of the day. Not that we're needs to count here, so not getting drunk or anything. This is again. Sober, it is Lemon Aspen Pilsner.
That's right. This is sort of interesting. Like, lagering is a hard thing to do. Pilsner is its own sort of unique style.
Skipping out the same stuff as on the previous can. So this, the natural growing region of lemon aspen or pigeonberry fruit is around the Kuku Yalunji language nations.
Yeah, right.
Which I don't know where that is.
Oh, all right, so Kuku Yalunji, they're actually in the far north Queensland. So they're the rainforest mob. So they're based around the Daintree.
Yep, gotcha.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the most rainforest, Tully area further north. Yep. Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Is it the same? Let's check in the can. Oh, it's the same. Okay. I wasn't sure because it's got indigenous artwork on the cans. I wasn't sure the same on each of them, but yeah, it is just different colour. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's crack into Lemon Aspen Pilsner.
Yeah. While we're doing that, I'll quickly go through the mail in between to make it really confusing. The first one we got was from Chad G. He said, all three brews must have been special. Unfortunately, it's quite a journey for me to get an abundance of high-quality brews. I'll keep an eye out for these next time I'm in the city. Thanks so much, and keep on trucking. Toot toot. I'm assuming Chad's a truck driver.
Did he say toot toot? Did you just add that?
No, oh, he had toot toot.
He's working on his horn. If he's got, if he's trucking and his horn's going toot toot, he might need to work on that. But
he might be a train driver.
He's going to
I don't know. Yeah, wah 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 wah.
That'd be more effective. I mean, I don't know how you spell that in a letter, but
no.
Thanks for reaching out. Yeah, it was some pretty good beers last week. I keep forgetting about the Sea Legs one we had first up. That was actually
good really
beer.
Good.
That was a good beer.
He got an 8, but he got dwarfed by.
Which is phenomenal. So.
Which has never happened in the history of the show, I don't think.
Yeah, it probably has.
Has it? Not that rememberable, though. Like, they were ridiculously good beers.
Yeah, we've had beers.
We've had ridiculously good beers.
Yeah, we've had multiple. It's always been Warren's not here. Like you, Warren was... There's one... actually, there might have been the Surrender to the Void episode last year.
Yeah.
Me and Petey did. There was Surrender to the Void. I think it might have been... All Rise on Me or something like that. It was All Rise on Me. There was, there's the White City beer as well.
Yeah, the Nipah.
No, it wasn't the Nipah. It was the Belgian White or whatever it is. The White Ale.
Right,
that was really good as well. Yeah, and there's another good one. There's three crack beers.
All together.
One episode.
Oh, that's good when the plan comes together, isn't it? Have you smelt this yet?
No.
Give it a whiff. I'm getting jalapenos.
Yeah.
So again, that spice. I love the smell of jalapenos too.
I'm getting like a lemon rind kind of
that as well on the back end. Oh yeah, no, I'm with you. Good colour too, like they're very lagerish.
Yep.
Not crisp and clear though. It does have a haze, but I think that's to do with what they do, maybe potentially. Initial taste. Is different.
Yeah, it's almost like the aftertaste when you have Solo soft drink. You got the lingering bitterness you get from Solo soft drink.
Yeah,
I don't know about this one.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a massive fan of it.
Mm.
But in saying that, lager drinkers might like it.
No, I don't know. It's. If it tasted like lager, it wouldn't be lemon.
It wouldn't be lemony, would it?
Yeah.
A Radler like? I don't know. Anyway, I'll quickly knock over the second one.
Yeah.
Hello, old men. Enjoy the banter. Blah, 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 blah. Helios has stepped up a bit as of late. Maybe there was a change in the guard, so to speak, and has put some life back into the place. Highly recommend going in and check it out again.
Yeah. Be worthwhile. So I know since...
We were a bit heavy. Oh, I was a bit heavy.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Were you invited to their birthday coming up?
No, I wasn't.
No, I was. Well, that's saying something.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
That's probably true. They've got Adzi on doing all the marketing and stuff like that, so he's probably put some life into it. So.
A bit more energy, you know what I mean?
No, let's go check it out.
I think we have to. Yeah. I'd normally do pop in around Christmas time anyway. And take it out, Scotty. Also, he's got here... P.S. Can you do a HBO special?
A what?
Help a brother out. And shout out to Mirrors, Windows and Doors.
Are we getting paid?
No. Sorry, mate. Sorry, Andrew.
Payment up front, mate. Payment up front.
He takes it in any form.
I'll say anything for money. You just got to give me the money first. So.
I like the HBO special. That was good. Help a brother out. Perfect.
As the Joker in The Dark Knight says, if you're good at something, don't do it for free.
Oh, mate, I'm a firm believer of that. Like, you get used real quick.
Since me been doing the podcast for 12 months for free, maybe I'm just not good at it.
Well, is your name on it? Yeah. All right, and the last one, we'll just knock it on the head for mail. This is from Jackie S. Sort of a new listener and new to craft beer. You might have said it this before, but in your opinion, what is the best beer style to start on your journey?
Pale ale is probably the easiest one. What transition? Like, if you're just starting out, James Squire 150 Lash is probably the gateway drug for I reckon 90% of craft beer drinkers, I reckon.
So they should have cut their own legs off, didn't they?
Yeah, they go, oh, that's good. And they move on past it, yeah. I think. It's,
what else is out there?
Yeah. So, yeah, pale ale is always a good place to go. You can like, start exploring that. Yeah, then you get to the more hoppy stuff like the XPAs. Yeah, and then, yeah, just start dabbling in IPAs. Like, IPAs can be a confronting thing to try first up. Yeah. Like, probably less so these days, but I remember like the only IPAs you used to be able to get were like Little Creatures.
Yeah, Amber.
And that was the
that?
Old...
Ninetales, was it? Ninetales?
No, it was just Little Creatures IPA.
Oh, I remember that. No, it might have been James Squad.
Well, James Squad, Ninetales, Amber Ale.
Amber Ale. Yeah. Oh, it was Amber. What's the IPA that they had? I
remember
it was hectic.
Oh, maybe it might have been Ninetales. Yeah, actually, no, it was probably was Ninetales.
Was it?
Yeah, Amber Ale was something, I don't know.
Yeah, I remember trying that for the first time. I went, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, look out.
You know the memes that people say, you know, got someone, you know, pulling a funny face and it's like, craft beer drinkers pretending they like an IPA. It's like, oh, that's fine.
It's so good.
It's just really, it's the hops. It's like,
so all their spits dried up in their mouth.
I just have a water because I'm driving home. Well, that's probably like me trying Little Creatures IPA first up. It's fine, I like it. It's supposed to be like this. Yeah. It wasn't an entry level IPA. Yeah. Whereas these days, a lot of IPAs are very smooth and welcoming stuff. But yeah,
in saying that, that sort of came up in conversation this week too, with our Irish friend.
Yep,
talking about the Hornet.
Oh, the Hornet. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. Like was it the Hornet, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was Black Ops Hornet, where it stands these days. So, is it still good? And I think my comment was, it is still a very good beer, but these days it is not a
the top echelon.
It's not that it's not the top echelon. It's very much par for the course these days. It used to be quite strange to have a beer that strong being that popular, and it's a big thing. Whereas now it's like it's part of the crowd.
Yeah.
Still good in its own right.
It was funny. Look, with that too, back on the IPA thing, I've seen firsthand, like walk into a brewery and say, "Oh, have you got something that tastes like Corona?" You know, no, we don't. And you watch them try like a chocolate stout or something like that, and they just go, "Holy shit, that's actually delicious!"
Yeah.
And majority, this probably is a statistic on this, women go for the darker beers.
Really.
Over the lighter fruity stuff.
That's interesting, actually.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Actually, the one thing I'll say to answer that question, your best bet, if you're just starting out in craft beer, your best bet is to go into a brewery, talk to the people behind the bar and say, hey, I'm new to craft beer. What would you recommend me try? And they'll give you a range of stuff that are easy to go with, something that's a bit more challenging, something that you might like. They'll probably give you 4 or 5 things to try and see where you're at.
Most of them have pretty balanced taps too, to sort of cater for everything.
Yeah, exactly. They it's not just going in there and they've got 25% light,
5 IPAs. Triple IPAs.
Yeah, exactly. They'll have a bit of everything and get little tastes. Like, just talk to the guys at brewery, especially the small ones. Actually the bars at the actual breweries. If I was going to do that with like Ballistic, for example, I'd do that at Salisbury, not Springfield, because that's where you've got people who have constant talk with like the brewers and stuff there. I guess probably Helios would probably be a good one for that as well.
They've got a good range of balanced beers.
It's just like like Brendale and stuff like that, where you can go and the guys that make the beers are probably there as well. Happy Valley, Warren's not here, so I'll say it. Happy Valley's probably a very good one to do it with as well.
They seem pretty good.
Yeah.
Funny that. I sent Wazarin to get me a shirt last week.
Oh, how'd they go?
No dice. Didn't have my size.
Mate, welcome to my fat world.
Well, they had they had triples and I said, no, that's for us. That's for us if he wants one. No, I'm kidding, mate. Anyway, back to the beer. Pilsner, what would you score it?
I hate to say, I'm not enjoying this one. The taste is not quite there, so yeah, I'll probably give it a 3.
Yeah, I'm the same.
And it's not because it doesn't have alcohol that I'm not enjoying it, just whatever the lemon aspirin is, it's just not working for me.
I definitely wouldn't buy it again and leave it in your fridge, so it's going to be a 3.
If you left it in my fridge, I'd probably knock on your door at midnight, mate, you left this behind, get out.
It's taking prime real estate.
But yeah, I think that's a 3 as well. I'm just not a fan of the actual flavour. Just, yeah, doesn't taste right.
It's a bit off.
Yeah.
Not off as in rotten, but just wasn't there.
Like, yeah, as I said, is that the aftertaste from a lemony solo, but it's got the lingering just the bitterness, doesn't have the actual, like, the sweet fruitness part of it, which is kind of missing, so, yeah.
No sugar.
Mm.
Yeah, nothing.
All right. All right, next one up from Sober, we have the Finger Lime Cervezza. The natural growing region of the Finger Lime or Gulalung fruit is around the Bunjalung language nations. There you go.
Bunjalung.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Hey, I wonder. Hang on. There you go. So around the around the New South Wales, Queensland border area. So you notice on there's an indigenous flag on Australia. You've got the little dot there.
Oh, where they are.
That's where it's from.
Yeah, right.
There you go. I'll just learn something on the can.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, yeah. Northern coastal area of New South Wales. Okay, approximately 450 kilometres northeast of Sydney.
Yep.
And the area includes the Bunjalung National Park. There you go.
Cool.
Hmm.
All right, let's crack into it.
It's raining again. Wouldn't be an episode without challenges, mate.
Exactly.
Yeah. All very dark colour. I'm assuming this one...
Cerveza, that's a Corona style.
Mexican style, yeah.
It's very dark for a Corona style.
It is.
Beer.
And Finger Lime, was it?
Yeah, Finger Lime.
They're expensive.
Are they?
Yeah, very.
I can still smell the last beer in there.
Is it though, or is it just similar?
Might just be similar.
Yeah. Well, it's lime, lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. So it's slight citrus, lagery.
Yeah. It's going well, the citrus thing. I'm hoping it tastes better.
Did we even win on the first one?
There's a slight hint of the same flavour from the last beer in there, which I don't know whether it's just because it's clinging to the side of the glass or whatever.
Doubt it. Okay, they're just very similar styles. One's just lime, and one's lemon. This one's better, though.
Yeah, this one's a bit better, actually.
Doesn't have that shitty aftertaste. Like, the lack of.
Yeah.
There's actually a little transition. It's quite refreshing, actually. I'd buy that again. I'm saying that, wouldn't you? Just buy a fucking...
It's triggered my oversensitive lime flavourings alarm that I have.
Oh, the fake one.
Yeah. But it's like, oh, lime. Got to analyse it, make sure it's proper.
Is it real? Is it shit?
Yeah. It's actually alright.
Yeah.
There's similar notes to the previous beer, but they kind of worked in a little bit better.
It seems blended.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the right thing, blended. Yeah. They just, it's not like it peaks
infused,
and troughs.
Maybe?
Yeah, just there's a smooth flow, you know what I mean? Through your mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
It doesn't just peak and trough.
I mean, I don't know how many of them I can knock back in a session. Like, it's
oh, good. I couldn't do too many.
No.
Yeah.
Seems like we already had like three different ones so far today, but...
Four packs are an interesting choice. I understand a four pack is less than a six.
Yeah.
It's expensive and it's better marketing. You know, it works out cheaper, looks cheaper in a four pack.
I think if you put in a six pack, it has to be over $20 and people won't do it.
No.
Because as soon as you get back to $20 barrier, no.
And I'll just buy a full pack of sarsaparilla Bundy rum.
Yeah.
Well, Bundaberg soft drink. You know? Yeah. He's in a tough market. You know. Wow. In terms of non-alcoholic beer, Sober's definitely winning.
Not that.
I can just imagine the calibre of James Squire and Carlton Draft though, and Heineken. Be that great.
Well, they'll just be, the same beers as what
they
already have, just, you know, however they're taking the alcohol out.
Yeah, whatever the term is.
But yeah, whereas at least the thing I love with Sober is that they are bringing in different flavours and trying different things. And, and you know, the pepperberry was good. Aussie, the last one wasn't that great. This is fine.
Mm.
All right, do you want to hit in a bit of news?
Yes.
All right, so I've got a couple of news items here. Now, one of the things that the rage around the place at the moment is advent calendars of craft beer.
Wow.
Like, there was a novelty a couple of years ago, and it's kind of market situation now, and they're really freaking expensive this year,
it seems,
and they're selling out everywhere. The most unique Christmas gift, though, comes from mountain culture. So they call it the gift that'll blow everything else out of the water. Now, this costs...
Hang on, is it a mail order Russian bride?
No.
Ah. Oh.
No, that only blows one thing.
Money!
Oh, yeah.
Two things.
Yeah, money. All right, for a price, I'll tell you the price later.
Yeah.
The entire Mountain Culture staff will deliver a case of Be Kind Rewind dressed as Santas, except for Pat, who'll be dressed as Rudolph. They will provide a 15-minute Christmas Carol extravaganza for you and possibly your neighbours, because we will jingle it loudly enough. Disclaimer, you must be located within a 3-hour drive from Sydney with no dogs that will attack us. How much?
$5,000.
Double.
$10,000.
For $10,000, the staff at Mountain Culture will deliver you, I think, just one case of beer and sing carols for 15 minutes.
Fuck, I wonder how much we're worth. We should get on that Mimeo. What is it called? Cameo.
I'll bring Slim Rusty around to your place for $2,000. There you go.
Fuck, you can do it for free.
What?
Bad $2,000 for Slim Rusty.
I wasn't talking to you, I'm talking to the audience.
Oh, I'm talking to the audience. I was going to say, should I hear every morning Slim Rusty?
Yeah, $2,000 and I'll perform my Slim Rusty song.
That's a great idea. I think we're onto something there. Yeah. That's really cashing in on the hype, eh? You can have the staff of Mountain Culture, not the beer, the staff.
I'll be fascinated to see
if anyone does
if
it.
If anyone actually does that.
Oh, mate. One of our listeners goes, here, guys, just for your enjoyment. Fuck, give us $10,000.
Yeah, well, we're not within 3 hours of Sydney. So,
no, that's
yeah.
true.
Next bit of news I want to bring up. There is a new brewery in Brisbane.
Oh,
Brewtie Brewing opened up over the weekend, and they seem to have favourable reviews going around. But that also helps that they're not a large place. So, see, the bigger you are, the more harsh people are on you when you open. But so they are in Albion, so Collingwood Street in Albion. I don't have much more to say about that. I was on their Facebook page, and it doesn't really say much.
The only issue with breweries over that side,
yep,
and it's not really an issue, like, because Bacchus is still around.
Hmm.
Hudson's over there. It's public transport. It's all buses and there's no trains.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If me and you want to go and have a session over there,
yep,
it's a 2.5-hour public transport trip.
Yep.
Now, we'll have to go right into the city and then catch another train to where the trains stop and then bus it. And then once we bus it, we've got to Uber it.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. Like, it's a tough thing.
It's the same with a lot of places as well. You look at, Dog Tap over in, on the river there for BrewDog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a hell of a place to try and get to if you don't want to.
Yeah.
And maybe we could go there and have some alcohol-free beers while we're there. That's topical.
Yeah, can't wait.
So just a little bit. So Brewtie is part of Albion's dining lifestyle precinct called Crafted Grounds. It's been touted as a year-defining rival for Brisbane's hospitality scene.
Yeah, right.
One of the similar... River Bruins has opened up a new location as well on the river, over by Morningside.
Really?
It's part of like a food and arts precinct over there. So
we should do that.
We should do
that's
that.
That's sort of our thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So Brewtie Craft Beer Brewery, Tap House and Cellar that's championing local output independent alcohol makers from across the country. So, yeah, that's a new venue that's up in Brisbane. Another new opening around Brisbane and Queensland, the Rusty Nail in Ipswich, which is a craft beer bar. I don't believe they're brewing.
No, I think it's just more of a specialised area where they're getting in collaboration with other ones, and tap takeovers and stuff, which I don't mind because we need more of that sort of exposure type over this side of town.
I'm just looking at their Facebook page and there's a photo of, they've got three beer taps. One's Brendale, cool, independent. One's Peroni, not independent. No. And the other one doesn't have a decal, so, okay.
All right, that was a good plug in with volleyball.
Yeah. But, hey, if it's a new craft beer spot in Ipswich, we need more anyway. So we've got Four Hearts, we've got Blistic, that's about it. So
yeah, we need one.
And this is part of the Nicholas Street precinct that opened up recently. So, if you're around the Ipswich area, go,
Well, if you can open up a bar that has, it's similar to Corinda Tavern, I guess.
Yeah.
But over this side, fucking magic.
Yeah.
Absolute magic.
I remember so heartbroken like when Orion Hotel opened up here in Springfield.
Yeah.
Because it's owned by the same people that own Archive in West End, which is probably Brisbane's first big craft beer bar. I wonder if they'll open a new bar in Springfield. Like, you beauty.
Yeah.
They got to bring all these crafties in. No, couldn't be any further. They're just another stupid pub selling Great Northern, and that's about it. The other one I want to mention. I'll say friends of the show, but you know, we're probably friends of them more than anything.
Yeah.
Ether got their fifth birthday this weekend as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And they've just announced they're releasing their Penta Hopped Hazy Double IPA this weekend. So five times hopped for their fifth birthday.
They'll probably pull it off.
Well, the one they had last year was the Quadrophonic, and that was sensational.
Yeah.
That was an absolutely wonderful beer. So,
did we get it? Let's send Wazza over.
Oh, I'm going.
Oh, okay.
Stuff Wazza.
Wazza might go for. Need someone on the north side? Hit up Wazza.
Yeah, yeah. Was. But yeah, that's all I had for the news.
Ah, that's yourself? Good. No. You've sort of nailed everything. You nailed all the good stuff anyway.
What was the bad stuff you had then?
Nah, I don't want to talk about anything.
It's the research that you do. It's really, you know, helps with the show.
Yeah. Well, I did have a few. Here we go. All right, I'll bring it up.
Here we go.
Fuck me. I did send it to myself.
Just quickly Googled Brews News and see what we've got here. All
right. This is my first negative Brews News. Credit the source. Australian Breweries, Brick Lane, Bent Spoke Brewing, James Squire and Lion have all taken various medals in International Brewing and Cider Awards. Woohoo! How exciting. Killer research. Oh, mate.
Anyway, so there's alcohol-free beer from Sober.
I've got a proper one here.
Right, yeah.
ABC News. I listened to an interview they done with a brewery out in Stanthorpe, and it was an interesting headline about how retirement.
Just a brewer?
Yeah, just a brewer.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm fucking giving him a plug. Anyway. They didn't pay me. anyway, it was when did you retire but work more? That was the headline of the article. So it was good clickbait. Anyway, I was going to click on it anyway. Regardless of the story, he turned around saying how, you know, this was a transition to retirement, but it's more busy because the brewery's 7 years old now.
Yeah.
So he was at the start of the movement, if that makes sense. So place is busy as hell, yada, yada, yada. The thing that really caught my eye about it was the COVID talk. They're right on the border.
Right.
And he was mentioning how schools... how schools have school buses that go over the border, pick up kids to take them to school over the other side of the border, which has been canned. I think it was 60% of his staff at the brewery live in New South Wales. So again, there's permits and a lot of issues there logistically. And it was just... The thing that I really admired what he said, it was very similar along the lines of what you said, Russ, was the fact that it shouldn't be up to the breweries to enforce
people
are vaccinated.
Or yeah.
There's got to be a better system.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll just leave it at that because it does get quite in-depth, but yeah. Interesting article. It's on ABC News, the credit source. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thoughts on, what was this one? The Finger Lime Cervezza.
So I'll give it a 6.
Probably give it a 5.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's definitely a step up from the Pilsner that we had before.
Yeah.
It's kind of a more dialed in flavour. Like it's not. Yeah.
Oh, hang on. No, I'm not giving it a 6. I'm giving it a 5. Sorry.
So you are copying me then?
No. I was. This one I gave a 6.
Yeah. That one you gave a 6.
Yeah. This one's getting a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's the same as the Nort. It's in the similar sort of. Yeah,
exactly. It's not.
Not spectacular.
It's not spectacular, but it hasn't gone bad or anything like that. No. So, yeah, it's fine. It's refreshing.
The thing that saved it was the transition.
Yeah. I wonder, because it's Cervezza, would that benefit from having like a slice of lime chucked in there to work with it, maybe?
That might actually work with it. Yeah.
Slice of lemon, slice of lime in there, that'll probably go all right.
It's a bit gin and tonic S.
What?
This beer. Not really. Anyway, moving on.
All right, so the last one up for today, we're moving away from the sober beers. This is on to something a little bit different anyway. You want to do this one? Me to do it?
Oh, you do it. You got a prettier voice.
So this caught my eye because this is a stout.
What?
Oh, I know. Alcohol-free. It's full flavour. non-alcoholic stouts from Upflow Brewing, brewed in Australia. You can order straight to your door from upflowbrewing.com. 100% pure malts, nothing added, nothing removed. Upflow Brewing was built to advance Australian beer culture with its range of full-flavoured non-alcoholic beers. We amplify your natural energy for long-term health and happiness. And got a little guide on the side. High malt, low hops, less than 0.5% ABV.
That's good. Fuck, we're killing it with noises today.
No helicopters so far, so...
Wait, you're not going to fly in this shit. But Amazon delivery driver, they don't care. They'll get on anything.
For some reason, this is the one I think was going to be hardest to make into a decent alcohol-free beer. Just something about it, I don't know.
Looks the part.
It's...
Only alarm bell I got is the colour of the head.
The colour point of the can is a bit of an issue for me. Like, it's coming out a sort of dirty brown rather than a dark brown, but we'll live with that.
It's more of a brown than a stout. All
right, so let's get this. Yeah, it's not the black that you get from a stout, like normally. It's deep sort of brown. It reminds me of the Velvet Luxe stout from Zytho.
Oh, yeah. Still got one of them in my fridge.
Do you?
I'll give it to Dad. I'll let him try it.
Is it sort of...
It's all right, though.
Is it a burnt malty kind of taste to it? Or flavour?
Smells the part. Smell.
Oh, sort of smokiness to it.
Okay. That's not bad.
That's actually not bad.
Look at.
All right. I suppose like, we're about, like,
it's not a stout, but it's more the beer flavoured one.
It's stoutish.
Yeah.
Like, it's... when you think of stouts, easy to work with because they can hide flavors well, and you can sort of bring more flavors into it without ruining the beer. So I suppose if you can probably hide the fact there's no alcohol in a stout better, in theory. Because you've still got that roastiness, you've still got that sort of stout maltiness kind of coming through.
And there's like that pastry stout, smooth, buttery bitterness at the end.
And it's just all nice and smooth. Like that's actually not that bad.
That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. That's alright.
Surprise! It looked good. Coming
like,
out.
I was worried seeing it come out of the can, like, even in the glass. It's not your full dark stout color that I want to see. It's even light for a porter, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, taste wise, it's running through.
Yeah.
What was just I said about that? I want to bring this up. Like,
yeah.
One of my other motivations for doing this episode, alcohol free beer, is there's a lot of preconceived notions of what people should do with non-alcoholic beers and like, how people react to the notion of an alcohol-free beer. Mm. Right? And it all seems to come from a place of fearing of not being a real man. And, like, it's this whole... and it's this whole this whole toxic masculinity thing that's going on in Australian culture at times. Like, you're not a real man if you're not drinking real beer kind of thing. And I think it's awful. Because like it drives a lot of...
fear and uncertainty?
Well, it drives a lot of negativity and everything. Like, you're not a real man if you don't drink beers. You're not a real man if you do this. And you look at the effect that alcohol has on other parts of society, you know, like domestic violence and drink driving and all this other stuff.
Mm.
Like, it's you know, you'd be better off not doing it. Like,
but look at the positive sides it brings.
Yeah.
That's white people be able to dance better. That's a great one. Fuck, I'll pull some women drunk. Well, I don't know how smooth it was, but it sounded fucking good at the time. But yeah, you are right, though.
Yeah. And so you see shit put on, you know, online on Facebook, and people's reactions to non-alcohol beer. It's like someone's like, you know, swore at their mother, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, there's nothing wrong with it. People that drink non-alcohol beer, you usually have a very good reason for doing it. And I always be like putting their own sort of fears of not being man enough onto these other people. It's just wrong. So,
I understand what you're going. Yeah. It's fucking shit. Like, people should push their agenda on people.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to use this to have a bit of a spray at our friends on the Baron's Facebook page because...
I wanted to jump in so bad.
So, I was having a look. Something popped up the other week. And this is when I was mulling over, should we do this episode? And someone put a picture of a 4-pack of sober cans, was the pepperberry ones, and saying, $18 for that. I'll say, what I actually said was, who the fuck is paying $18 for non-alcoholic beer? ? I saw this at my local Coles. And I was like, okay. And I thought, this is going to be interesting.
This is going to be good.
Yeah. And first comment up, yep, it's stupid. Only an imbecile would buy this, says Simon.
First negative.
So I thought, here we go. This is going downward turn. I can see. I thought this is going to be a pile of all these like dimwits. Like, can't handle people drinking.
Because there's a lot of waiting to that. There's no actual reason why. What, he's complaining because it's $18, or is he complaining because it's in Coles?
He's complaining because there's $18
in Coles.
No, he's just complaining that it's $18.
He's just complaining it's alcoholic beer. Yeah.
Someone else, Amanda, actually wrote it and saying, when you want all the calories and none of the buzz. Ha 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 ha.
Thank you, Amanda. Next one.
Some guy called Frankie Joe. Who the fuck would buy non-alcoholic beer at all? What a waste of time.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy it. It's there for people. It's not for everyone.
That's a heavily worded argument. Yeah. What are you saying there? Good opinion.
And there's lots more like this. People saying, you're better off buying Coke. And then someone replied to that saying, well, water's got less calories than Coke. Same thing. And it's like, it's just
where is this going? Yeah.
It's such an immature attitude to alcohol that exists in Australia. Not saying it doesn't exist elsewhere. Just I live in Australia for 20 years. That's what I've seen. And it's such an immature attitude towards alcohol that you can't have a good time without alcohol. You must have alcohol to have a good time. But yeah, it's just this attitude towards alcohol that, you know, you must have alcohol and stuff like that. Just really, it's that, and even people that like flex on, look how boozy my beer is.
Yeah, like the
F-118 Rhino, whatever it is.
It's amazing.
It's got 80% alcohol. Mm. But is it a good beer?
Yeah.
Like if you're drinking beer because it's got alcohol, you're drinking it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, correct.
You should be drinking it because it's an experience of taste, experience of flavour. Yes, I know. We've all been to the point where we're 21 years of age and we get smashed and hammered and drink. Cool. Yeah. Move on. Grow up.
Exactly right.
Look, don't stop flexing that, you know, if you're not drinking alcohol, you're not having a good time. It's crap.
Mm.
Anyway, so I got to that. I was heading down that line of thought.
Mm.
And then I started reading some of the other comments. This is where...
The positive stuff.
This is my
warm and fuzzy
my
stuff.
My optimism for humanity started to come back. And so you got...
For humanity or Australia?
Well, just Australian humanity. There's an oxymoron.
Yeah. Get out! Get back!
Someone called Hugh Russell. What's the alternative? People here are spending $30 for range, 8 wide, etc. I myself have bought a $90 beer from Backers. It's about the experience, not about the alcohol content. So, you know, someone's saying you spend just more money on it.
You do.
That's true.
So apples for apples is all about perception, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
But it's the narrow-mindedness of people and their ego as opposed to
exactly.
People that do things for other alternatives.
Yep. One here like from James, talking about Sober. It's hand down the best non-alcoholic craft beer on the market, and Sober beverages are a First Nations-owned, purpose-led and local business, creating these really tasty native foods-infused non-alcoholics as boutique craft beer.
That is the perfect response.
Exactly. And that's what I thought, you know, there's some good people here.
Yeah.
Some guy, Leonardo, I would... It's not always about the alcohol content, and this drop is delish and pricing is spot on. Great to know I can now get it from Coles.
Good work, Leo.
And the more I look through the comments, there's actually quite a balanced thing. I was hoping I'd make this whole segment of how much negativity there is about it, but there's positive people actually coming through. So I think if that post was made 2 years ago, there would be no positives there.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been all negative, but I think things are starting to move, so people are more accepting of it. So
well, there is pronouns now, so. Yeah, people also, are.
You got real hang-ups with pronouns, don't you?
But I'm talking about that's like the shift of mindset. You know what I mean? Like people are accepting more things now in diversity. So why not with stuff like this? You got to see it like the ripple effect of stuff. You know, I'm all for it. And
And that's it. My thing is just you should be drinking alcohol for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Like, and drink it as an enjoyment, not as a let's ride off the night kind of thing. Like,
if I was in high school. Would I drink something like that? Again, it's a bit different because it's more of an ego thing.
And because at that age, you have a reason why you're immature is because you are.
Immature, yeah.
You are immature. Like,
and you got to make mistakes.
Exactly.
And you've got to do stupid shit.
Yeah, you're learning, you have fun. Yeah.
Okay.
But then at the same time, if someone of their age doesn't want to do it, there shouldn't be any pressure on them not to do it. And that's where like the bad side of it comes through is that people are pressurized to feel like this is what we have to do because it's what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. Well, but anyway,
all right,
back to the beer.
Back to this final beer of the day. This is a stout from what's it called? Upflow Brewing.
Well, we had to go. What's it called?
this is all right. Like, it's Is it as good as other stouts, you know, a normal stout?
No. But it's good.
But as far as a alternative to an alcoholic version, it's all right. Like, it tastes like stout. It's not. It's not repulsive or anything like that. And
I'm enjoying that. I'm actually going to give it a 7.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I'll get there first. No way. No one knows it's rigged.
That's a 7. Yeah. That's actually not a bad drop. So yeah. If I was to have a night off the Terps, driving home, I would
be all over it.
I'd grab some of that.
Actually, I'd probably buy that one. But the sober is great. Initiative. Great.
The sober pepper beer is my pick of those ones.
Mm. Were there only 3 flavors, or was there more?
There is more. There's only 3 where I went. I did see online they've got a stout as well. Right. But sold out online and couldn't find it anywhere. Let me just quickly have a look. So the other ones they have, we did that one. So they have, so it's a special release aniseed myrtle stout.
Actually, that'd be odd, like a licorice sort of myrtle.
Then they had another special release, which is a Davidson Plum gluten-free ale.
Cool.
A Wattle Seed Gold.
That's different.
And the Wattle Seed Gold gluten-free. A Boab and Wild Ginger Lager. That sounds interesting, actually.
Mm. He should get into ginger beers. The easy win.
The hard thing, if you make an alcohol-free version of ginger beer, then you compete with Bundaberg ginger beer. That's really hit into the soft drink market.
Yeah, but he's got the shelf space there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's on the shelf. Yeah, you know, like, I don't know. Mm. Something there. I'm sure he's thinking about it.
Yeah. No, with the exception of, the Pilsner, though, none of those beers were really bad at all.
Nah.
You can do a lot worse for, having a night off drinking alcohol beers, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, definitely. I'd give it to my kids. Trick them. Not that they drink. But,
That's always the thing, though. Would you let your children drink a non-alcoholic beer? Because for me, it's still got to hang up. I don't want to give my child, my kids a beer, but then there's no alcohol in it, so what's the harm?
Yeah, I don't know. But in saying that, if they can walk into Coles and purchase it, I'm all about choice. And,
yeah. It's just funny because it's still got the stigma of being beer. Yeah. So should kids be able to? So no, my company.
My grandparents own a brewery, so I can't really say don't drink beer.
Is it the one that's in Stanthorpe?
No, I don't think so. Wrong one, mate.
I know, on our house policy, minors can't buy alcohol-free beer on the premises. Just because it has a status of being a gateway to drinking normal beer.
Because I remember in the vaping industry, it was too appealing to children with the flavours, and that's like part of their trying to can it sort of thing. And like if anything, if it's too appealing to children, don't do it. Whatever it'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sort of sense too. But they can still buy Red Bull.
That's fine. There's only
sugar. That's fine for you. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I do nothing.
Red Bull's the new cigarettes. In 20 years' time, they'll be banned and put in plain packaging.
Can you imagine that?
I actually can. I reckon they're going to. There'll be some study finally done. And, this is actually really bad to put this amount of sugar in your body. So, really? Is that right?
Shit, man. You're better off, to come off sugar. We've got these clinics. They're heroin clinics. We'll wean you off it.
Have some stevia. That's great.
It could go anyway.
Only causes small cancer now.
Small cancer. Not the big ones.
Yeah, not the big ones. No. Cancer with the little C, not the big C.
Oh, shit. That's all bad. Anyway.
Well,
I think that's about it, mate.
Yeah, that's about it.
That was a good show, though.
I've got a closing inspirational thought.
Oh, well, before you do that, we'll just do the quick round. Thursday night trivia.
Yep.
Everyone to get on to that.
Yep. I'll set my alarm.
I'm the host this week.
Yeah, I've got to
start. Oh, no, you'll be next week. Maybe was it the week after? Yeah, you might do it. Yeah. It'll be shit. And there was one other thing. Oh, mail in, guys. Do it. Getting crazy amounts at the moment.
Inbox is bulging.
It's bulging. Oh. Yeah. To all our socials, just write in. And
and load up our throbbing mailbox.
Yeah. I answer all of it, and
Some of it's coherent.
Yeah, some of it. It depends what time of night.
Try to email during the day.
It's the safest. If I'm free. I think that's about it. That's all we got to touch base. Yeah. Thursday trivia is a good one.
He learned how to text message from Tim Payne, so.
Oh, you're a fucker. At least I got it this time.
I don't need to explain that one for
you. No.
I'll do my Jerry Springer, my TikTok sort of inspirational quote.
Okay, let's do it.
So life is like a game of poker. You can't choose the cards that dealt to you. Sometimes you play shit cards, sometimes you play good cards. Having good cards doesn't mean you play well. Having shit cards doesn't mean you play shit. It all comes down to how you play.
Oh, that is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I heard that as well. That was pretty good. So,
man, that's good.
On that positive vibe, I've been Russ.
I'm Chris.
You've been awesome. We'll catch you next week.
Let's get a beer. We'll be right back.